Now, as we heard on the news, a county Antrim hairdresser has been extensively damaged in a suspected arson attack. A car was reversed through the salon's metal shutters on Larne's Main Street on Monday evening. Police are investigating the cause of the fire, which comes after arson attacks on 8 vehicles in the town at the weekend. Let's get an update on this from the Alliance MLA, Stuart Dixon. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Billy.
What can you tell us on this?
Well, obviously a very difficult set of circumstances enveloping across Larne over this weekend between the cars that have been burned and now this latest incident last night when the hairdresser's business was, I think, quite clearly deliberately attacked by the use of a car reversing into it and then setting it on fire or it getting set on fire. Very difficult, I think, both for those who are neighbours and then in that particular building, but the other businesses in that building, all the businesses in that building, including the hairdressers, today having to pick through the mess that's all the fire brigade water and all of that sort of stuff after this is very difficult. But my main concern is that we are going to see someone injured or loss of life as a result of these types of attacks in Larne. And a very simple and very clear message, stop it.
What's happening though, Stuart? Is there an undercurrent of something else that is spurring these on?
That's difficult to actually pin down. And obviously the town and people that I've been speaking to are awash with rumours. What I think the police are indicating is that it's potentially a feud between some individuals, and it quite clearly has spiralled completely and utterly out of hand. And if, and I don't know, that's a matter for the police to say, but if all of these incidents are connected in some way, and I believe also there have been perhaps even attacks on houses as well.
We're talking about criminal gangs here, Stuart.
Well, we're either talking about criminal gangs or a dispute between a number of individuals, whatever way you want to describe it. The behaviour, what is going on, and the type of attacks that are going on are totally and utterly unacceptable in any civilised society. And they seriously, seriously run the risk of injuring innocent people. Innocent people's property may already have been damaged, and they seriously run the risk of putting lives at risk as a result of
this. This is it. And there's also an issue around resources as well. Sorry to cut across you, Stuart. For example, there are 3 fire engines involved in fighting the flames and, of course, a heavy police presence on Main Street. So while the police are then dealing with this, the fire engines are dealing with this, something that happens elsewhere may then take second step.
Absolutely. And fire crews' lives and indeed police officers' lives are at risk in all of these incidents as well. Sometimes they can come under attack. That hasn't happened in this case. But even just simply the nature of the fires are so unpredictable that lives are at risk. And yes, absolutely, you are right. If another incident occurs, if someone's smoke alarm has gone off or whatever in another part of the town or another part of the fire service's area of responsibility in Larne, then resources are stretched.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sure the fire service can meet all the demands that are placed on them, but this is totally and utterly unacceptable.
I know you're not in Larne right now, Stuart, but how difficult will this be for the community to try and deal with?
Well, I know this will be very difficult, and I've been working with Larne Traders, and I've met with them over a number of years. They struggle like many towns across Northern Ireland. They do a fantastic job. Larne is a great place to come to and shop in. And incidents like this and news stories like this just set the town back, and they make trading, they make living in the community all that more difficult for people. We do not need this, and whatever is going on, it urgently needs to stop. If people have information, they must take that to the police or go to Crime Stoppers.
Okay. Stuart Dixon from the Alliance Party, thank you very much.